is KRIZ. Mets Eagles one of these nights. This is Austin. It's 11:47. And, hey, look, I know, like, our phone lines are jammed. I mean, are jammed. Hey, Captain Kirk, you know, you've been here at the radio station for quite some time. How often do you see the telephone lines like that at this time of the day?
I've never seen it that time.
Huh? All right. Okay, good enough. Well, thank you very much for calling, whatever your emotion is. Hello there.
Yes, my name's Jim Austin.
Jim?
Yeah.
Jim Austin.
Yeah.
All right.
I agree 100% with you about...
Well, would you turn your radio down?
Yeah. I agree 100% with you about the dating thing because I've been listening to it, too, and I haven't called in. I think people are like, man, it's a bummer.
Hey, isn't it tired?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Isn't it? Really, when you get right down to it, it's really tired, man.
Yeah. Hey.
You know,
what?
Hey, it's just, you know, I think it's pathetic. I think it's really sad. And number one, these people don't know me.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, like they call up the radio station and say, hey, look, I want a date. And then, you know, and they don't know what they're getting into.
Yeah.
Isn't that incredible?
Uh-huh. It must be a real bummer down there.
Down there?
To all these people.
Listening to all these people?
Yeah. Getting all those sad stories about wanting to go out on a date and that.
The only sad thing that I can think of, is the fact that they would call.
Yeah.
You know, they'd call the radio station. You know? And, in many ways, these people are sincere.
Mm-hmm.
There have been many sincere callers.
Yeah.
And they do want dates. The thing that really kind of depresses me is the fact that they've got to call this, you know, this place, which is the center of radio entertainment for, you know, for the Valley. And they got to say, hey, look, I want a date. I almost feel like I've got the responsibility. Not only do I have to play, you know, music that they would like to live by, but I've got to provide them with a date.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Really, man? No kidding. You want a date?
No.
You don't want a date?
No.
Okay.
Because I've gone out with girls, and I just know what they like to get into. And
what do they like to get into?
Well, like, one I went with was a whore, and I didn't go for that.
Yeah.
So I just said, bye.
You sometimes get... how old are you, anyway?
16.
You're 16 years old. Mm-hmm. Do you date often?
Yeah, every once in a while.
Yeah. What do you feel you're expected to do on a date?
Most of the time, let the girl have a good time. That's what she wants.
Right, it's the girl giving you a good time.
Yeah.
Is she?
Well, half the time.
How? How is the girl giving you a good time?
Just by going out with me.
Just by going out with
me? Yeah, some girls, they like to get down to business.
They like to get down to business?
Yeah.
Well, like, what kind of business are you talking about?
Like getting laid.
Getting laid?
Yeah.
Hmm. That's a very, controversial subject on the radio, you know.
Yeah.
But do you think that that's why most girls want to go out?
No, I think it's because they want to go out and have a good time.
They want to go out and have a good time, and they want somebody to spend money on them that, you know, they're not going to spend money on themselves, right?
Yeah.
So in other words, do you feel like, in a way, do you feel like you get ripped off?
Uh-huh. Yeah, like after you take them out, they say, well, I don't like that, so goodbye.
Wow. Are you kidding me?
No.
Hmm. That's really interesting. That is really interesting. Have you ever talked to your family about this?
Yeah.
You have?
Uh-huh.
Huh. That's really interesting. Well, thank you very much for calling.
Okay, thank
you.
Bye.
Chris, KRIZ, would you hold my peanuts, please? Thank you very much. That's a good song, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
That's a doggone good song. Boy, we've been getting so many phone calls down here. This is really fun.
Hold on a second. Who are we on the air? Who are you?
Hello there.
Hello.
Hi, we're on the air. What were you going to say?
This is, my name's Steve Kelly. You don't put, I probably called before. I've heard you, you know, on the air.
Yeah.
And I called, I think it was about 2 months ago, and I said you're the best disc jockey, and I still do. But I, not because of that dating thing or nothing. I haven't called about that. I think it's a bore.
No, the dating thing?
Yeah, I think, man,
that's
a bore.
That's all that is. That's just a trip.
You're not getting paid for it, so why should you do it?
Right on. Right on. That's the way I look at it. Hey, really, man. Hey, I'm in Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah, you know, I think you're right. Why should you do something you're not getting paid for?
Hey, no kidding. You know, here's the way I look at it. Seriously. You know, I'm a good... Captain Kirk will be here. Am I not a good employee?
Oh, excellent.
Who is the only guy... Who is the only person at the Christmas party who wore a tie?
You.
It was me. I'm proper. I'm a big city boy.
I'm on the radio.
Yeah, you're on the radio. That's damn right. Hey, dig it. Man, I just did it to find out where people are at, and people got good dates out of it. Great. I think it's fantastic, but I'm going to tell you one thing right now. It is not worth my effort to put up with you, Chris.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, why can't people go out and find their own dates if they want to really go out there?
Right on.
Hey, look, I'm not interested in a date. I really don't want to go out.
Right.
And you know.
Yeah.
It's not fair. You don't know what you can get mixed up in.
That's right. Yeah, I agree with him 100%,
and I agree with you
100%. Right. Well, now, you know, like, can I say, I think the thing is, what you have to take into consideration, seriously, is I am a radio talent, and I will drop my pen on the phone, like I do now. No, really, I will. I'm capable of giving you the ultimate in radio entertainment. I mean, you can hear records on FM, you can hear records on AM, you can play your 8 tracks, you know, you can play your tapes at home, but I'm a radio entertainer, and dig it.
That's what you pay for, you give me records.
That's right. You give me money, I'll give you entertainment. Just like baseball, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's right. That's the way it is.